Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast. Welcome back to the Freedom Report, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, January the 17th, and today we're going to be talking about the Cuddle Crackdown. Reason TV has a great new video out about how police in Madison, Wisconsin, are cracking down on snugglers, people who they think are actually hookers. Take a listen.
We would go right into cuddling, like spooning on a bed. I'm going to change the world one snuggle at a time.
Madison, Wisconsin's Snuggle House was gearing up to offer professional snuggling services for stressed out clients when the business ran into hassles from the police, regulators, and the city attorney's office.
It's just hard to believe that this is a legitimate, pure snuggling business.
The assistant city attorney says she doesn't know any man who wants to just snuggle. And the police threatened to bust the business with undercover sting operations.
Yeah, I'm here to be snuggled with Jerry, I think it is.
Law enforcement figured the stings would unmask the Snuggle House as a hooker house.
Are you Jerry?
Yeah, I'm Jerry.
The police boast about making frequent use of undercover stings to bust people for everything from drugs to alcohol and sex-related offenses. Sometimes they hang out at local restaurants trying to bait people into stealing iPhones.
Thank you, Jerry.
A cuddle crackdown in a city where naked bike rides are an annual affair.
Wow. So I'm here with my buddy Ian, and I just don't know what to say to that. I've got a first off. I just want to take a big fat shot at that assistant city attorney, Jennifer Zalavi, who said that she says, no offense, I don't know any man who just wants to cuddle. Wow. What a see you next Tuesday. What do you think about this, Ian?
Well, it's because all men are rapists, Austin.
Oh, of course. No. We're not rapists necessarily now, because it's all about prostitution. I mean, like, you know, I want to draw a line between prostitution and rape here, because that is a big difference. But here's what the thing is that Jennifer Zalavi, you know, in the Madison Police Department, they're cracking down on this because they're talking about human trafficking, right? And because they want to combat the crime of human trafficking, which is, you know, there's a big difference between forced sex, and where these victims are often children, and the consensual act of prostitution. But this isn't even prostitution, Ian.
Right.
These are people who want to cuddle. And this lady, Jennifer Zalavi from Madison, is saying that, you know, no offense to men, but I don't know any man who just wants to snuggle. Really? Well, you know, don't impose, you know, your personal life, your negative experiences in your personal life, Jennifer, and your problems you have with men on the rest of the community, right?
Right. You know, well, in this case, hearing about prostitution and the policing of prostitution is just par for the course at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I think my reaction is I'm even more disturbed by the fact that police in Wisconsin are spending so many resources trying to crack down on this thing than the fact that this industry exists at all in Wisconsin, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah, you know, and like, here's the thing. We'll get into, like, the personal, like, psychology of going to a cuddle house, you know, in just a minute. But I want to just talk about the legality here. You know, people have the right to do what they want with their bodies, you know, as long as they harm nobody else and they're willing to, you know, they're willing to take the certain risks of that on themselves, then they ought to be able to do what they want. So, and listen to this, the Snuggle House, they got shut down before they even got a chance to get open. I mean, it was just like, oh, you're a house of prostitution, so, you know, we're going to shut you down before you even have a chance to operate. You know, like, what do you think about that?
Right. Well, you know, I remember when I was in middle school, the administration of my middle school went through a big effort to crack down on public displays of affection in the school.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's going on here, is that the government of Madison, Wisconsin, thinks that they are the principals of a middle school and their citizens are middle schoolers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just very personally offended, which, who cares, right, about being offended? But I mean, you know, this is the moral outrage nowadays. Then these people are pushing their moral outrage on us. Well, I'm just going to push it right back on them, because I'm outraged at the fact that somebody would say, well, we're going to shut down what is a legitimate business because we're morally offended by this and because we just assume that men don't want to snuggle. Let me just tell you something, Jennifer. Just because nobody wants to snuggle with you doesn't mean that other people don't want to snuggle with each other. And, you know, I have lots of female friends that I have a non-sexual relationship with, that I cuddle with. Last night, actually, I had a friend over in front of the fire, somebody who we are, again, just platonic friends, and we both just passed out in front of my fireplace, you know, cuddling each other and chatting, just being friends. And, you know, we don't have a sexual relationship, Jennifer, but, you know, we have a platonic relationship. And to use the government to come in between two people and try and tell them what to do, I think is just absolutely ludicrous. And this isn't even prostitution. We're talking about cuddling here.
You know, you're right, Austin. I think it sounds like this city attorney is just not a very good snuggler herself. And I have thought of now a morally legitimate use for this snuggling house. She can go there and learn cuddling skills.
Yeah, Jennifer, why don't you go to the cuddle house?
Then she won't be so jealous. Yeah,
why don't you go and get cuddled, Jennifer? It's just, you know, nobody's cuddled with Jennifer, we think, so apparently she thinks that she's got to crack down and use the government. Oh my gosh, I want to impose my morality on other people because I hate men! No offense to men, but I don't know any man who wants to just snuggle, says Assistant City Attorney Jennifer Zalavi. You're disgusting, all right? You know, get your morals, you know, take your morality and stuff it, okay? And don't impose it on the rest of us.
These people have the same worldview as Michael Bloomberg. They think that, you know, people that aren't sitting in government are little children and need to have the government make the sorts of decisions for them that a school administration would make about small children.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I want to talk about, you know, the snuggling and the psychology of it here in just a second, but, you know, very important too is what the police officers are doing. This is from Reason, about this article by Ted Ballacher, who's their one of their video producers in-house. Madison Police Department spoke openly about busting the new business with sting operations, boasting that officers make frequent use of stings to rack up arrest stats for everything from drugs to alcohol and sex-related offenses. You may even find undercover officers at local restaurants and dance clubs trying to bait suckers into swiping unattended smartphones. That's just what we do. For drugs, bars, anywhere we think it's beneficial, Police Lieutenant David McCaw says. We do it all the time. You can't expect that's not going to happen to you. Come on, cops.
Well,
don't
in this case, apparently, when they did sting operations at this cuddle house, they didn't find any prostitution.
Yeah.
So why are they shutting it down?
Yeah, I think that it's just like the bad publicity has just forced these people to be run out of town.
Well, they did sting operations, and then they decided they didn't get the result they wanted, so they were just going to shut them down anyway.
Right, right. So they're not focusing on actual sex trafficking. They're focusing on nonviolent adults who are engaging in consensual acts.
Right.
This is Ted Ballacher's words there. Let's talk about the psychology of this. I mean, you know, it's, to me, it just seems like it's very sad, you know, to think about the type of person who needs this, you know, and I wonder what it says about our society. And actually, it's funny that we're talking about this because I watched a documentary recently and about this practice in Japan. And this is actually like a fairly common practice in Japan. And it's sort of a problem over there because they're talking about declining birth rates. You know, like it would almost be better for the country if they were seeking prostitutes because there'd be a better chance of actually increasing their population.
Well, in fact, in Japan, where you've pointed out this industry originated, something like 25% of women are not interested or despise sexual contact, and a similar percentage of men.
They despise, they're asexual. They're talking about the asexual.
These are de-sexed people, and this is widely referred to in Japan as a flight from intimacy. It's considered a nationwide crisis. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, their birth rate is expected to decline by a third by 2060.
Right.
People spend so much time wrapped up in these sort of techno bubbles in Japan.
Like manga, they get involved in like manga and anime and all this sort of like...
It's to the point where major employers in Japan are actually offering benefits to employees who will date each other. Because
what?
Their employees are so lonely and miserable that to sort of, you know, make them more productive, they will give people bonuses if they date fellow employees.
Unbelievable, man. I didn't know you were going to come in here with that this morning. Ian, credit to you, my friend.
It's, Reason TV did a fantastic job with this video, but we know why they had to make a funny video and not interview any of the men that go to this sort of business, because it would just be horrendously depressing to look at the type of person that feels a need to go pay someone to cuddle them because they're so socially isolated.
I know. I try not to get into moral judgments on men like that. I would never go to a place like that. I've never visited a prostitute.
Well, I would just feel sorry for them.
I feel sorry for them, too. But then it's like, you know, I can't feel sorry for them because think about it, too. They're getting something that they need. You know, maybe they're unattractive. Maybe they don't have the same sort of ability to converse with women that you and I do. You know, they don't have the gift of gab. So, like, you know, maybe it's better that they have a place to go. You know what I mean? So that they can, instead of being frustrated, you know, and, like, lacking intimacy. I mean, I could tell you just from like the fact that I got to cuddle with my friend last night, you know, like I feel so much better this morning, you know. I've, you know, it's the feeling of human contact when you haven't had it in a while. I don't know, Ian. I mean, I try not to judge these people, but it seems like it's a negative thing, but maybe it's a positive thing. I can't really say.
Well, you know, Austin, I need to make a quick correction. Oh. I got my statistics mixed up.
Okay, what's that?
Half of Japanese women aged 16 to 24 are not interested in or despise sexual contact. And it is, in fact, not a third of women, but a third of men who also say they're not interested in or despise sexual contact. So think about this for a minute. Is it that half of, you know, Japanese women and a third of Japanese men are just naturally extremely introverted to the point where, you know, they can't even reproduce and mm-hmm. they're very unattractive? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's it. I think that we have a culture for one reason or another, and I think it's probably a compounding of things that has created this sort of loneliness in people and broken down authentic communities. Well, you know what? I think a lot of it is, to bring some libertarianism in here, mm-hmm. is that our power in our, you know, modern political structure is so centralized, mm-hmm. and people don't have any political power on a local level. Mm-hmm. So why would you bother investing in your local community mm-hmm. when all important decisions are made, you know, states away from you in Washington, D.C.? Mm-hmm. If your city councilman can't really change anything, you don't get invested in your local political system.
Well, and just think about this from a male perspective. You know, when you've got women out there like Jennifer Zalavi who are out there talking about how, you know, they don't trust that men just want to cuddle with women. Why do you think that men don't want to get intimate in relationships? Because they've got their choices of dating are these, you know, are these crazy, you know, see you next Tuesdays, Jennifer Zalavi out there, and she's out there talking about, you know, men, it must be just, well, they just want to go to a prostitute and stuff like that. Well, you know, that's the kind of stuff that makes a man, you know, not want to date a girl and maybe just go cuddle for a night, because it's a lot easier than investing a lot of time in some frigid, you know what, that, you know, that doesn't trust you. So why would you want to get into a relationship? I don't know. I mean, we're talking about like deeper psychological stuff of the modern American male here, and we could go on for hours and hours, but I really want to actually touch on one other topic here.
Well, I mean, Austin, I have to add to that. You know, you go into any, I hear all the time about people that go into college and they sit through a sort of introductory little, you know, talk about sexuality.
Oh, I had that.
And just feel like they're, you know, they're being made to sort of berate themselves.
Indoctrinated.
And self-flagellate over, you know, having XY chromosomes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll get into that another time. You know how Ian and I feel about them gender issues. But I want to talk about a more serious topic, and we've only got a couple of minutes because we're going a little long right now. But the NSA, Obama came out today and said that he wants to... he wants to scale back the NSA's program, and instead of having the government collecting the metadata, Ian, Mr. Obama, Mr. Barack Obama, he would like to have the private companies store the data. Now, here's the problem, okay? They're still going to be storing the data, right? But if the government demands that the private companies store all of this data, that is an imposed burden on the company. Now, you guys have got to understand, like, all of the data that they're trying to store, it requires hard drives, it requires servers, it requires software to function. So instead of the government taking on the burden of the cost, which, you know, the taxpayers ultimately pay, they're going to force the private companies to collect the data. And then the government will just, what, come and take it whenever they want? What do you think of this, Ian?
Yeah, well, Austin, I'll tell you the two essential changes Obama says he's making and why they're nonsense and won't do much of anything. Mm-hmm. The first is, as you've said, the private companies and not the government, apparently, will be storing the data now. Mm-hmm. That is more or less what was happening in the first place, and these companies were happily turning over masses of information on an ongoing daily basis, according to the Snowden leak. Mm-hmm. That's how often Verizon is turning over cell phone data. Probably lots of other corporations that he didn't leak have the same arrangement with the NSA.
And right.
Now, the second change is President Obama says if the NSA wants to look at this data, now they'll need to go and get an individual writ of approval from the FISA court, as opposed to having blanket approval. The problem with that is this secret classified FISA court, which is not accountable to Congress since Congress is being lied to, rubber stamps 99.7% of the requests brought before them. Mm-hmm. They're not going to deny a single one of these. They're going to sign everything, and it's going to be as if nothing changed. Meanwhile, we get to think that our government is making some effort to respect the Constitution.
Yeah, maybe if President Obama had got cuddled a little bit more when he was younger, he wouldn't be such an a-hole today. All right, Ian, thanks a lot for coming on the show today. It's been a great first week. Ian's a brand new employee here at the Libertarian Republic. And yesterday, an article that he wrote was featured on Reason Magazine. So
thanks, Reason.
Ian. Well done. Yeah, thank you, Reason. Brian Doherty, for sharing our article about Rand Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, the Freedom Report podcast is brought to you by Adam Puff of PuffWealth.com. If you need somebody to manage your money, you're looking for a place to sock it away, Adam Puff will take care of you. So just head over to PuffWealth.com. That's Puff like Puff and Blow, PuffWealth, PuffWealth.com. Adam's the guy that sits here and pays us to sit here and talk to you every single day to send you the best news from a perspective of economic freedom and personal liberty. So thanks for listening and have a great weekend.